You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
By the time you're playing, I would hope they're higher than that with the way this is set up and you having to take on Purdue first.
Yeah, I mean.
Because if they're any kind of close, well, then you'd have a beef. But I guarantee you, if Penny could say it openly, he would tell you, I'll take Purdue first. I want Purdue first because it's guaranteed.
Right, exactly.
And
you
really can't get a bad loss out of that.
No, you can't.
If you lose by 20-something, everybody's going to say Purdue's just that good.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Nobody's going to look at it in the selection committee and say, oh, this team shouldn't be a 8 or a 9 or a 6 or whatever else.
Well, then maybe you beat them. Right?
I mean, maybe it's early enough in the season, you can grow from it, you know, and it make you better.
Yes, absolutely right. So looking forward to that. I mean, again, like just the matchup in general, like Memphis doesn't play teams like you know, in the Big Ten very often. It's very rare that they even get shots at teams that aren't in the SEC. So I'm looking forward to that one for sure. And again, it's in the Baja Mar event there in the Bahamas. So, you know, one of the things that you're noticing is that there are just less and less of these, right? Like everybody wants to get in the players era. So the fact that you could still get a high profile game in this event and not have to be in players era is a good thing because it feels like those opportunities are kind of drying up. So good on Memphis for getting their way into this. I mean, damn, take Texas Tech, Purdue, Memphis. And even Wake Forest. I mean, that's a pretty damn good 4-team field, you know, in a time when everybody's trying to stop playing these. So, pretty good event there. I assume it'd be in November, right? It'd be one of the first games that you play of next season. But that's the news. Memphis is going to be playing Purdue, according to Matt Painter and Andy Katz. All right, we'll come back. Got Respect Burgers on the other side, and then Jeff Calk is going to join us at 1:25. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Want to grow your wealth, get better rates on savings and checking accounts? Well, get over to Leaders Credit Union. They're the best, and they're here to help. That's where you can boost your savings with a 3.75% APY on their Forward Plus High Yield Savings account. You want to earn more on your checking? They can do that, too. The Champions Rewards Checking Account offers 4% APY. Don't wait to invest in your financial journey. Visit leadercu.com/ESPN to learn more. Leaders is federally insured by the NCUA and is your financial champion.
Typically on Mondays, once we hit third hour, I have a job to do. To do it, I have to pull out my big green egg, season up some burgers like I used to do back at the Memphis Country Club, but I season these differently. I season them with respect in a world that's full of disrespect. Let's do Respect Burgers. And don't worry, partner. You won't have to sit here and listen to me award one to Angel Reese today.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you. I was worried.
I knew you were. First one, and really it's a team. It's a platter of burgers. Each and every person that worked over at the Memphis Sports and Events Center this weekend, round of applause, Brad, for Kyla Glasper. Kyla Glasper, who I have yet to meet, but I look forward to doing so. She runs the place now. She's the general manager. Now, we have given, and appropriately so, J.J. Greer over at Memphis Tourism a ton of credit, right, for helping bring events like the EYBL. Puma was in there. We've talked about it. Basically had that thing packed for the last month in MSEC. It hadn't just been Nike. It's been shoe circuits. It's been volleyball and everything else. But it's Kyla Glasper's job to work with J.J. and make sure that schedule is packed. That's her job. And, again, to pull this off for Nike, and from what I've seen, nothing but positive fashion. I haven't seen very many. I know, you know, John's got his text group of folks that have never been to Memphis, or maybe they, you know, whatever. Hey, I didn't, my food wasn't good, whatever that. This thing was first class. Penny Hardaway's conducting business, hosting, he's running podcasts from upstairs in the VIP room. All these teams got in and out smoothly. Oh, by the way, you had a barbecue contest also at Liberty Park. So for it to go off as smoothly as it did, from Kyla on to Essex, Patrick, everybody was working that front door, greeting not just the guests and the coaches that came through. They gave the same kind of love to every single Memphian that I saw coming in with questions, never been in the place trying to figure, well, okay, where's Court 10? Whether it was Patrick, Essex, all those folks, all the way up to Kyla, you saw them hosting this event and really trying to give these coaches, give these players sort of that feeling, that Southern hospitality. And Kyla Glasper talked about that with Drew Hill in the story over at the Daily Memphian, talked about trying to put on. You're representing the city here. You have one of the finest facilities, not just in the South and the Southeast. It appears in the country with what they're able to draw in there, what it sounds like might be coming up in the future. Can't wait to hear what they've got in store. But you don't have all that here if you don't have that building and someone in there running it, a team running it the way they are. I know it's a lot of love, I will say, even down to the concession stand workers. Fine job by everybody. I believe it's an outside service that runs their concession stand. That concession stand high, y'all. Now, we said Nike didn't gouge on pricing going in. I think that was at 15. Man, them Dippin' Dots, $8 for Chris. Let me just tell you, that's part of it, though, isn't it? It's part of going to a – unfortunately, they can't control that. City can't control – you got to pay – I mean, two chips and two Cokes was over 20 bucks, bro.
Well, that's
– so that what I would tell you, first-class facility, eat first, although they have a variety. Right. And apparently the ability for Penny up there, the VIP, go look at the food again that's on Travis King's Facebook page for the 2 Cent podcast. Them folks had something look like it was from Penny's restaurant down there. Now, maybe they just heated up in the microwave in the back. But it looks like they have the capability to cook up the fine stuff, too. My point, wonderful experience. I've also learned, too, John, since we started the show, heard from Terrence Lally over at the University of Memphis, and I appreciate him. I had seen on parking, and a very quick response, this is not news, but I had seen on parking when I'd gone in there, that's the one thing about it. Up in my experience, Brad, and you've been in the MSEC a few times. John, I think you've been... My experience has been when they have events there, the city is typically controlling the lot and that you're paying the parking to the city. Well, just so for these events, and I think I'm pretty sure it included the barbecue contest as well, you got a Liberty Park little ticket, $20 a day, and it got you on in the grounds. Like I said, I was back behind the Coliseum, had to walk over, no problem, enough parking. But the problem was when I looked at my bank statement, my credit card statement, because that's what I'd used to park, And if you're going to have an event like that, you got to be able to take cash and credit cards. Kudos to them. We're in 2025. But when I looked at it, it said Simmons Bank Liberty S, Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. And it just had me wondering when I looked at it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that doesn't feel like the city.
Right.
Because Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium is now under the control, we know, of the University of Memphis. And so me, Mr. Tiger graduate like John, like I told Terrence, Mr. Ambitious, loving any good news I can get for the university. I started thinking, man, did the University of Memphis, as now the controller of Simmons Bank, get all of that parking revenue? The answer is no. I got too ambitious. Terrence got back. I'm assuming that money, which again says Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium, just on the charge, that parking went to the city. Okay, and boy, did they clean up. I mean, it was just with both events there. But back to it, yeah, for my little, the whole – boy, that would have been good news for Memphis if they had gotten all that part. Clearly, though, We've talked about it, whether it's these concerts coming up for Memphis out of Simmons Bank. There's a whole bunch more revenue streams. I was just trying to create one that apparently, no, Memphis did not get that revenue from parking. I'm assuming it still went back to the city. But, man, when it said Simmons Bank, that apparently is still going into the city bank account. Back to the point of the Respect Burgers, all hands on deck, all Memphians that were there working from top to the bottom, first-class event. Looked like all the coaches and everybody that was in attendance was happy and had a that meant hotel rooms, 8,000-plus filled, restaurants filled all weekend long. That's good for Memphis. Moving on, Respect Burger, we've talked a lot about him. We had to, because there's no way you can talk about Game 7 of that series and not, you know, just sort of be in awe of what Alex Caruso was able to do. Now, he was part of a really good effort overall by that OKC team. After we said it, I said it with John, after being down 11 early, they come back. It's a 43-point turnaround. We saw some of that here.
Yep.
When Memphis was up, obviously when John Morant goes down, ends up getting up 29, they walked you down in that one. And, boy, did they walk Denver down in this one. But Alex Caruso, in a little wrinkle and adjustment of their defense, we had seen him. Yeah, we saw him against Jaren Jackson. You know, I never imagined you would see him for stretches like we saw him in this Game 7 against Jokic. We mentioned he's given up 6 inches at 6'5", and he's given up over 100 pounds. He helped slow Jokic to 20 points and 9 rebounds. Now, that might not seem like, oh, that's some great defensive effort. Keep in mind, it's the best player in the world, and he had just 5 field goals. In a Game 7, in a game, John, where Aaron Gordon can't even move, and Michael Porter Jr. is dealing with a shoulder, so he ain't taking shots either. And they held Jokic to 9 shots, 5 turnovers. He had as many made field goals, 5 of 9, as he did turnovers. I've never seen Jokic that flustered as Alex Caruso had him. And the likelihood is, as we said, because we keep it around, we reel around here, if they had done that all series long, there's no way Jokic hasn't adjusted to it and isn't abusing it by the end of the series. But because of when they deployed it, it absolutely worked. They had Jokic flustered, and those turnovers that Caruso was able to – I mean, he was battling Jokic and getting him from behind to in front of him, forcing turnovers. It helps them score 37 points off of Denver's 22 turnovers. And, yeah, man, this dude – according to Basketball Index, Caruso ranks in the 95th percentile in defensive position versatility. And we saw that guarding Jaren Jackson Jr. and then Jokic in this one. 72nd in rim deterrence, 93rd in rim points saved, and 62nd in time spent guarding centers.
Mm.
How is that possible?
Crazy.
It's because it's what he was born to do. And he does it at an all-star level. He's making 80-some on 3 years. And OKC going out and getting guys like him this offseason is why they're in this position. And I think going to be even more dominant perhaps in this next series, because we know Minnesota turns that ball over. And OKC is not going to stop playing this physical style of defense that Caruso and Dort and all of them play. So it's a Respect Burger to OKC moving on, but really to Caruso in that Game 7 effort. Brian Scalabrine, friend of the show. We've had him on. John, we didn't talk about this, but as the one of the analysts for NBC Sports Boston, and we've had him on in that role to talk Celtics, he really liked the Grizzlies at a time, you know, when we were on our rise, but always kept it real, too. You know, when things started to turn, hey, man, what's going on down in Memphis? You know, John's got to be on the floor. And we've always, John and I have respected Scalabrine for keeping it real. Well, over the weekend, after Knicks dispatched the Celtics, this is and Scalabrine took some heat for this. He said basically that the Celtics cheated the game and they deserved to lose.
Wow.
Now, that's controversial for NBC Sports Boston, which typically your job, you know, you're going to be compliment him, everything else. Now, we know, I mean, some folks just keep it real all the time. But his point was, one way or another, this is the quote, this is probably fitting maybe for the Celtics to go out like this, because there are probably times where they maybe cheated the game a little bit in the way that they approach this series. And that is standing back, shooting threes,
mm-hmm.
not making adjustments. Mazzulla asked about it. We got to make the shots. They thought their way, and you can give them credit for saying, for never abandoning their way. But in the end, you never adjusted. You had that one game where you showed that pride, Jaylen Brown, without Jason Tatum, the for him game, we've called it, where you showed a little bit of pride and you matched their physicality. But for the rest of the series, you didn't. And so I think Scalabrine's right on the money. And that's a man right there we already know, John, that can stand on his own 2 feet. So any criticism he gets from the Boston folks for keeping it real,
yep.
He ain't worried about it, and I ain't either, and he can stuff the respect burger we're giving him into their mouths.
All right,
moving on, we got to give it to him, Scottie Scheffler. Right?
What a monster.
Even you know it.
Yeah. Dude is an absolute machine.
So he made his move Saturday. It was like with 5 holes left, he was 1 down, then he went to 3 up. Going into Sunday, he gave that 3-stroke lead away, but some things helped down the stretch, didn't it? John, and I'm talking to my partner, crumbled.
Mm.
And then I don't know what it is about Scheffler. This is his 3rd major, but he just gets stronger as those other guys start to wilt.
Yep.
This dude is putting together, and my dad is still in denial because he loves his son, his 3rd son so much, Tiger Woods. This dominance. What he's doing right now, this stretch, it's starting to resemble Tiger. You can't touch him when he's playing like he played over the weekend. He posted an even par 71 the final round of the 107th PGA Championship. Ended up winning by 5. Pretty dominant in the end. Remember last year, this time he's getting arrested. We were talking all about it.
That's right.
Wrongly arrested, huh?
That's
or was
right.
he?
I think it ended up being wrongly.
It was wrongly because that cop was having a bad day, we found out. Whatever he was, off duty, on duty, whatever he was having a bad day. Scheffler joined Seve Ballesteros, see how I pronounce that, as the only golfers in the past 100 years to win each of their first 3 majors by more than 3 strokes. When he wins, he dominates. It was the 15th PGA Tour victory for the 28-year-old Scottie Scheffler since World War II. Only 2 other golfers have won 15 times on tour and captured 3 majors before the age of 29. Y'all want to take a stab?
I would have no clue.
Come on, eh?
I would have no idea.
Brad, this is your... What are you... Yeah. Now, come on, y'all. There's only so many. I'm going to say it again, and I want you to just take one guess. One guess at 2 people. 15th PGA Tour victory for the 28-year-old Scheffler matches only 2 other golfers have won 15 times on tour and captured 3 majors before 29 years old.
Well, Tiger
you
and
should
Jack.
Be able to guess one. And you just got both because you were brave and you put yourself out there and you nailed both of them.
That's right.
Like a golf expert, bro.
Thank you.
I can't, Brad.
Wow,
you
Brad.
Disappointed me. Not wow, even Brad. Taking a chance. This was a free, bro. This is a free yeah. space. Your first couple of guesses were going to be right.
I just didn't think
you didn't want to take us. You were scared. You
didn't
want to take us.
I think Scheffler would be in that company.
He is in. When I say this looks like Tiger, he has the PGA Tour wins to back it up. Yeah. Tiger Jack early.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean,
it really is
amazing.
He's that dominant. And when somebody's doing that in their sport,
yep,
we are a sports show.
Yep.
Even if we don't watch what's going on necessarily,
oh, yeah, that's greatness.
We have to watch it, and we have to acknowledge
the greatness.
And
everybody that went over to
Lib
sucks, right? That's the other thing.
Well, Bryson doesn't suck.
Okay, Bryson's the only guy that...
Right? Bryson, I mean, he was in the running after Rahm wilted, right?
Dustin Johnson is like a non-factor now.
Yeah, he beat Harris English, Bryson, and Davis Riley in the end. Those were the guys. Like, they're right there at the top, though.
Yeah, Liv Golf needs to disband.
I tuned in when he had the 3-stroke lead, and I was like, well, this is over.
Well, that's what everybody said.
And the post, this is why he's amazing. Watch his post-round, final round exit interview, and you will understand listening to him talk why he is going to be effing amazing. Just listen to it. He's one of these weirdos who, like, loves to be a range rat and sit out there and, you know, listen to his interview. It's incredible.
Well, did you see him drop the top of the trophy?
Oh, I didn't see that. Mm-hmm. Did he do that? He dropped the trophy?
The cap came, the top comes off.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
And it fell.
He had the baby there. There was a lot going on, Jason.
Looked a lot like JD when he fumbled. Did y'all see the NCAA?
Did see that.
When he fumbled that thing?
Whoops.
Did you know they were showing these on SportsCenter? Billy Donovan once let the crystal ball fall and break into a million pieces. Horford tried to catch it. Go look.
Damn.
It shatters. Billy just assumes Horford is there to take it. He hands it off, and the damn thing hits the ground and shatters into a million pieces. They gave Florida a replica. I'd never seen the video of it. Go look at it. Billy Donovan thinks he's handing it off as he's doing the interview and drops the crystal ball.
It's worth $30,000.
SportsCenter showed it this morning in terms of trophy mishaps.
Yeah. A shattered version of the trophy once sold at auction. That must be the one for $105,000.
Man, look at Billy as he like hands this thing off. He's not paying any attention.
Like he hands it off one-handed.
He hands it off one-handed. and then look at him like tap away. He's like, well, who broke it?
This video is
like
pretty good.
He backs up from the thing like it wasn't his fault.
That's crazy.
And it was on National Championship Night. I had completely either forgotten that or never saw it happen.
Pretty good.
I hope it was insured, man.
But that has to be the best one. Somebody dropped I think it was in soccer, they dropped it from the top of the bus, and the bus rolls over it.
Yeah.
Which has been held up.
Yeah. Crazy.
I can't remember if that was.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right. That's a hell of a I don't think I realized that. I don't think I realized that that ever happened, man.
Bro, the video of that is, if you haven't seen it it's worth
epic.
Seeing.
It is epic. It's on YouTube.
It's Al Horford trying to catch it, bro.
It may well have been one of the most early YouTube videos ever uploaded because it was uploaded 18 years ago.
Wow.
So, yeah, October 14th, 2006.
Yeah, Billy looks just so young.
Yes. Yes. You can see Joakim Noah there. Chandler Parsons, maybe? Would he be there yet? I don't know.
Well, Mike.
Well, not at 2006.
No. Yeah. When was Mike?
He was like 98, 99.
He was helping build that.
Yeah. Yeah, he was at the beginning.
That's
exactly.
Right, my bad.
But Joe Kim's there. You could definitely see Joe Kim.
Yeah, Al Horford was the guy they said that Billy was trying to hand it to.
Yeah. All right.
Guy.
We'll come back. Lots more to come. Jeff Calkins on the other side. Stick around. Jason and John are trying to find ESPN. Jeff Calkins is the host of the Jeff Calkins Show. Columnist for the Daily Memphian, and he joins us every Monday, and he joins us now. So in terms of, like, the I just want to know sort of where it stops. Like, ask the Memphian, right? You have this great piece about why the Memphis NBA team is named the Grizzlies. Like,
yeah,
where do babies come from? Ask the Memphian. Like, where does it stop? Where does the Ask the Memphian stop?
That's a fine question. I think you should ask your mother. And she'll tell you, she'll fill you in. I think, it was funny, I have thought about that. Like, the Ask the Memphian.
I think it's more of a father/father figure discussion.
Mostly.
So I'm trying to weasel out of that one.
Jody Callahan has mostly done these features, right? And so far they've been, why do we have a pyramid in Memphis, right? Mm-hmm. Like, or what are some other ones? I mean, last week's was, who invented barbecue nachos? I mean, you know, and they tend to be fairly lighthearted. The truth of the matter is, you know that guy on Parkway and Poplar? He sells water?
Yeah.
You know that guy?
Yeah.
So I was going to do that. Who's the guy? What's the deal with the guy on Poplar and Parkway? Like, who is he? Why is he selling water, right? But it became kind of a complicated story for reasons I won't go into. And so then they needed, look, anything else you could do, like, on the fly. I'm like, I could do something on why the Grizzlies are named the Grizzlies. But, oh, I know, Jody did another one, why we have bison, why we have a bison herd at Shelby County. But I do think, like, you could ask serious questions, right? You could ask, for example, is the crime rate actually going down, right? I mean, there are, or why the hell is the jail in such freaking awful shape? Or, you know what I mean? Like, there are lots. But I don't think this particular series is oriented towards those deep policy serious questions as much as it is these sort of, let's clear up some mysteries. Why do we have so many roads named Parkway running in all kinds of different directions?
Yeah.
Why does the interstate slam into, you know, end where it ends and, end at Overton Park? And so that's sort of the idea. I don't think it gets so much into the question of where children come from, though. That seems to be something for another publication.
Yeah.
There's been a development in that story you speak of that you can't speak of with the man who sells the water and I think Gatorades, too. Jeff, I know that man you're talking about because my son and I have watched him for years.
Oh,
through the rain, sleet, and snow, and I'm sure you've had many an email probably over the years about this guy. So the idea of you writing a column about it, I'm fascinated already. I'm really interested why the reason you didn't.
Okay, I'll give you the short story. Here's the truth.
But there's been a development, too. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, the development is. I mean, a really fascinating guy, and I went out and talked to him.
Somebody moved in on his territory over the weekend is what I was going to tell you before we started
getting
into it. Yes, man, he had competition, and so my son and I were watching. I was like, when we started talking business, these guys had moved in on the other side, diagonal from him. And they were competing against him. This guy who, to my knowledge, has kind of run that whole corner for years. And so I was telling my son, this is bad news for us. Like, because we, you know, we've bought the waters from him. We're this is his business, man. He puts in 8 hours a day, it feels like. At least that's what I've told my son. It's his business.
He puts in a hell of a lot of work.
He does,
He's
man.
He's there every day.
Respect.
He doesn't, you know, he doesn't, like, and here's the thing. He takes the bus there.
Wow,
you
know, I didn't know that.
Car.
Wow, okay.
He takes the bus, he goes to Kroger, he fills up his stuff, he works every day, whatever else. The only reason that I sort of got the backstory of how long he's been doing it. He does it on holidays, like it's incredible.
It's crazy.
He says he holds it, too. I said, if you go to the bathroom, like, what do you do? He said,
there's nowhere to go. Yeah.
There's nowhere to go, like, whatever.
Wow.
So, and then watching him work the intersection in terms of, like, he has the lights timed perfectly. He knows when to duck in, when to duck out. And and the other thing that's interesting is people give him stuff. Like, I was there, and I'm like, he had a Bible, a leather-bound Bible. And I'm like, oh, do you bring that with you? And he said, no, someone gave that to me today.
Yep.
People give him interesting stuff all the time, clothes or whatever else. He has said some people have thrown stuff at him. You know, there's, like, occasionally, so the police used to give him a hard time. Now they protect him. You know, now they look out for
him.
But honestly, the reason I didn't write about it, someone started a GoFundMe for him, and I'm not going to get into it. And evidently, all the things in the GoFundMe were not 100% true, and so it just got a little messy.
It does not. No, it doesn't. I'm with you.
It does not subtract from the fact that he is out there working every day from 7 to, you know, you can't. There's no fiction there. You know, his hours, how hard he works, whatever else. It just got a little messy because the GoFundMe
Understood.
Was not necessarily 100% on the up and up. And I don't even think he did it. It's just someone started it on his behalf and made representations about his needs that were not necessarily 100% whatever. But he's out there and has been out there, and it is kind of amazing that how hard that guy works for his. He said he'll sell 100, you know, sometimes he'll sell 40, you know.
Yep.
But that's a long day of work. And so I have great respect for him. But that was another one. I was going to do that, and I didn't see this competition moving in, working the other corner.
Oh, man, God. The dynamic changed. I felt so bad for him. You know, I just wondered if they were, like, trying to selling for cheaper or not. I wondered all that, but, of course, we're going through. But unlike you, I've never taken the time to pull over, get the backstory, man. So, but I get it, man. You start pulling back those layers sometimes on even great Memphis stories that we respect, and it can get complicated. So I completely understand. Hey, are we going to do away with the? I heard you talking some NFL stuff this morning. I kind of got. Can we finish off Tush Push? I think they reworded it, right? No. Yes, end it. Yeah, I thought they reworded it because there were some owners who said
they were going to reword it.
That seemed like there would be momentum to go ahead and kill it if we just reworded it. Jeff, why can't we go back to the day and age in football we grew up with where you can't push your own guy, right? I mean, and Philly's won a title with this. You give them the credit for having the edge and put it to bed.
I'm fundamentally anti-Tush.
Yeah, me too now. It's boring.
I think it's kind of boring, and I think it's kind of, you know, you don't push or pull each other. I just, you know, that's not how you advance the ball. I just, you know, so yeah, I think I'm anti-tush push. Now, some would say that's sour grapes. You figure out how to stop it, you know?
Yeah, that's what they say.
And it's very clear that the injury concerns are not borne out by statistics. So for me, it's not about injury concerns.
Right.
It's just, it doesn't feel like football.
It's bad for football. It's boring.
Yeah, it's a guarantee you're going to pick it up.
They want high scoring. They make the DBs. You can't even touch the receiver anymore. They protect the quarterbacks because we want points. We want high flow. We want dynamic football. That is not dynamic football. The NFL should be against the best interest of the league
because, like,
the competition committee.
It almost never has stopped. So I like the idea of, like,
and they got a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and so you can kind of say, okay, y'all had your edge there for the couple of years we gave it to you. You got a Super Bowl.
Yeah,
it helped you at least capture a Super Bowl. We're putting it to bed. Should be just that simple.
Yeah.
Bills are good at it, but they do not like it. And so I think they would vote against it, even though they're pretty good at it, which is speaks speaks well of them, I guess. So I hope it's voted out.
Okay. Okay. Let's turn to the NBA for just a second. I watched what Alex Caruso did to multiple-time NBA MVP Nikola Jokic yesterday, and I just for a fleeting moment felt a little less bad about what he did to Jaren in that series. Am I misguided?
No, I mean that's what Oklahoma said. I think the Nuggets took them to seven games, and the Grizzlies did. Like, so you can't get too, acknowledge. I do think the Grizzlies clearly would have won, the game in which Ja got hurt. Had he not gotten hurt, they were going to win that game. But I do think it's with the passage of time, you do see this is what Oklahoma City does. And I mean, yes, the Jaren stuff is one thing, but even forcing the turnovers. What did they do against the Grizzlies? They're forcing 22 turnovers and getting a million 37 fast break points. Yep. Like 2 seconds later, it's in the bucket. Well, that's exactly what happened yesterday to the Nuggets, right? And there's no question. You look at Desmond Bane, he played poorly. He shot poorly against Oklahoma City. Jaren certainly didn't play well against Oklahoma City. That's what Oklahoma City does. And, yeah, they hold. Jokic did have two massive games, right? Game one and game six. Is that right? Game one and six? Game one and five? Whatever. No, game one and five were massive 40-point games. Like, I think he had two massive games. Jaren didn't. But Jokic is the best player in the world. I think there has to be some recognition. And I think there is for Grizzlies fans that, maybe that wasn't a representation. Like, John, I've argued with you about this, a little bit. There are those, you could look at what the Oklahoma City did to the Grizzlies and, my God, the Grizzlies are terrible. No, they're not terrible. I maintain they're in the same tier as with the Lakers. They're the same tier as with the Golden State Warriors. There's a lot of teams in that tier. Oklahoma City is in a different tier.
Yeah, there's no question about that, man. They are certainly in a different tier. Jeff, thank you. Yeah, no, we got you, and we're gonna say goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye, farewell to you, my friend.
John, I don't know if this is big news to you, but Caleb Williams and the Bears begin OTAs tomorrow. So when we talk NFL, just know we're closer to the start than we were, once Philly hoisted that Super Bowl. We're getting there.
Yeah.
That Super Bowl trophy.
I love it.
We're getting there. OTAs.
I love it. I'm ready. I'm absolutely ready. All right. We will come back and wrap this up here on a Monday. Jason and John, how do you trying to find me? Yes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big news at Robert Irwin Jewelers this Saturday, May 24th. Robert Irwin Jewelers at Perkins is having a 6-hour, 60% off sale. 6 hours, 60% off. And it's not one of those deals where they mark it up to mark down like your county taxes, okay, or marking down to mark up. It's 6 hours starting at 10 a.m., 60% off anything in the showcase. They only have this sale once every few years. Last time was 2019. Get out there this Saturday and take advantage.
That's right. It is something you want to take advantage of. I thought you said 2019. It threw me off for just a second because it's 2025. And when Howie puts these on, I went to the one in South Haven. And I'll tell you what, it was such a great deal with the 60% off sale down there. I can get one bullet of a watch. I got two. Y'all know Smooth is he's frugal. I don't like spending money. But that's the kind of deal that you're going to get if you get over to the Perkins location. It's only for 6 hours. 60% off. As John said, no marking up to mark down. You want to take advantage. It ends at 4 p.m. It's the last one of the year 2025. You can get complete details at rijewelers.com.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, Audie Turner FM, ESPN. Yeah, we got nothing tonight, folks. We got to be honest about our circumstances here. We have no NBA tonight for the first time. I guess we didn't have any on Saturday, but that was a Saturday. You know, we got other things to do on Saturday. We're all going to be sitting around. I guess you can watch Raw if you'd like. You can watch Monday Night Raw. But no NBA action tonight. So you'll have to wait till tomorrow for that. The Eagles did give Nick Sirianni a multi-year extension. They announced earlier today. I don't think that's any surprise. He was about to enter the final year of a 5-year deal. I don't think that people believed it would go as well as it has for him when he got the job back in 2021. I think there was a lot of skepticism about him. Even, you know, after they made the Super Bowl, it felt like there was some skepticism about him. But he's you know, you got to say, he set himself, you know, at the upper echelon in terms of young coaches. I mean, he's got a great roster, but those dudes do play hard for him, it feels like, in Philly, Jason. And now he's got the new year. He's got the new 5-year deal.
Yeah, good for Sirianni. Good for Brock Purdy. He got paid, too.
Oh, my God.
Over the weekend. He's up to 50. I still think he's only like 7th. I think I heard Jeffrey Wright say he's 7th.
Yeah.
And folks are saying he doesn't deserve it. He does. He absolutely deserves it. Go look at the analytical categories, most of the important ones. He's top 5, top 10. No, he might not play like your superstar, but he's not paid number 1. And think about what he saved San Francisco from. They traded up to get Trey Lance. Now, for most organizations, when you do what they did and miss on a quarterback, it can set you back for years.
Yeah.
Because they drafted this man last in the draft, literally Mr. Irrelevant, and he played the way he did, he's given them a future that was never promised after they did what they did, missed on Trey Lance.
Mm-hmm.
They traded up to get Trey Lance. He bailed them out. And so he has earned every dollar of this.
Yeah.
And now they still have enough money to now focus on the last guy they need to lock up, which is Fred Warner, who's only 28 years old and Slick, the best linebacker, very quietly the best linebacker in the game.
Yep.
So you got most of your guys signed up. Purdy's on a good number that still helps you with the other guys. This is good for both sides. Respect to Brock Purdy.
Yeah, busy day. Busy day in the NFL. It's going to do it for us. Jeffrey and company up next. We're breaking down all of the NBA conference finals. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.